Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Emancipated Radio. My name is Luis Fernando Mises, and yes, I am still banned from Facebook. This is not going to be about me being banned from Facebook, but I'm just trying to keep you up to date on what's happening. I have my secret account that I'm using that I still have access on VPN to be able to use Emancipated Human. So on that regard, I'm still kind of a permaban. And what's funny is that, like, I've tried several times, but it seems like I'm blacklisted. I cannot come back. I'm going to have to change my name or something. So I'll see what the hell happens. They have face recognition these days, so they make it more challenging as time goes on. So, but don't worry. I'll as long as you are able to support me with sharing and listening, you know, that's all I really need. Fuck Facebook, right? I do miss some of my friends. So today or tonight or whatever, whenever you're listening to this, I would like to talk about something that I think is kind of cool, actually. So the merger between Amazon and Whole Foods, and you may say, well, that was last week. What's new about it, right? I'm not here to chop it down and chunk it down and just explore the nitty-gritty parts of that. I'm not interested in that. There are a lot of people talking about it. I want to talk about something different, a different perspective. I just want to mention the fact that Amazon absorbing Whole Foods is just, it blows my mind. At first, I didn't know what to think. I was like, well, shit, you know, like, is Whole Foods selling out? Because, I mean, most of you that are listening to this already know that I'm kind of crunchy and I shop at Whole Foods and I love John Mackey. I've met him 3-4 times and he recognizes me, so that's kind of cool. But the idea is, you know, thinking about it, these guys were absorbed by huge multinational corporation that sells, you know, everywhere. And what I find interesting is, and exactly what I want to talk about is how the free market makes our lives easier. So there's something that's happening, and I don't know if you're seeing it. Albertsons and Tum Thumb also merged, and the upcoming war between the, I guess, stores will be who can deliver food to your house. And part of that is, you know, they want to get rid of Walmart, which it will eventually happen. But what's kind of interesting is to see how Amazon, you know, you can, like, basically deliver anything. I mean, they can deliver anything at any time. Like, shit, my wife vacuumed my Bluetooth fancy headphones. And she told me, like, at, you know, 11:30 p.m. after we had, like, an awesome round of some good time together, you know, so I wouldn't get pissed that she vacuumed them. And I was like, ah, whatever. So I got on my phone. I ordered another pair. And I had them in my house, in my hand, before 24 hours since I ordered. I mean, like, just think about that. You placed an order and, you know, not even a day later, you're using that product. So what's kind of mind-boggling is, you, like, going grocery shopping is going to be a thing of the past. I mean, it's, going to the stores as it is so 20th century, at least for people like that live in first world countries. I even order my Valentino suits online and I just get them finished here with my local couture. And just the idea of going to the store, you know, I mean, you don't have to spend time doing that anymore. I remember when I was little and growing up, my mom had to go physically to the store or whatever establishment to pay the electric bill or to go pay, you know, the credit card balance every month that we use to get points, you know, or the internet, even the internet, when it came out, we would go physically to a place and pay it. And it was, you know, with the phone bill together. So fast forward, I don't know, 10 years, 15 years, whatever you want to say. Now you don't even have to do any of those things. Like, you just spend 15 minutes in your computer, set things up on auto pay, and you don't even have to think about them. You know, like, your life, You don't have to waste time going to an establishment to give them money, you know? And obviously, because they want your money, they want to make it easy for you. So they make all of these programs. So it's really not just easy, but it's so accessible for everybody. So that what's coming is you're not going to waste time going to the grocery store. I mean, I love going shopping. I mean, I really do. And especially at Whole Foods, you know, like I fall in love with the plants, the smell of the flowers, like, you know, I like to see all the cheese selections. But there's so many people that hate doing that. And they can delegate that. And if they can, they will be so happy. You know, Whole Foods says it is already delivers. But now under Amazon, you can, like, they're going to make it much easier. And with all of these other competitors, other stores doing the same thing, the person that wins is you. I mean, just think about that. So I'm not going to, like, dwell so much on my happiness over this. But I just want to make a point about how wonderful the future looks like. And the point that, you know, it's like the free market makes our lives way easier. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I'm just going to spend 5 minutes talking about this other thing. And you know, I usually get a lot of flack from this because I'm a huge supporter of Elon Musk. And a lot of people say, well, you know, that guy took money from the state. So, you know, he's a crony. He shouldn't be doing this or that. Now, just think about it. Like, I was reading about his childhood and his dad, you know, gave him $2,000 to start an internet business back in, like, early 90s. And he turned that around into, like, $370 million company when he sold out. And so this guy can generate great ideas and great products that make a lot of money. So with that money, he started an online banking, X.com, which later on became PayPal. I mean, you're seeing the trend in this conversation right now, just the futuristic idea of how people, when they are fueled by purpose, they move mountains and they bring about a betterment for society as a whole, as they are filling up their own purpose, which is amazing. And it's, I'm a huge supporter of that. So he actually paid the loan back and even paid about $20 million in interest. So just think about this for 1 second. All of the other ones, like auto corporations, like Chevrolet or GMC and all of those other guys that took bailout money, they didn't pay it back. And these guys, Tesla Motors, they got a bunch of money. They paid it back, paid interest on it. And they're offering excellent products. So what he's trying to do with all his ideas, I mean, this dude works 80 to 100 hours a week amongst all his projects. And the idea is to make life easier for us to be able to create a better earth. And that's the purpose of the free market. It just makes us have a much better standard of living than kings had 100 years ago. You know, the most influential and rich people anywhere could not have ever imagined having what we have now at our fingertips. I mean, I'm recording this on my iPhone, and the quality, the sound quality is amazing. So just to have an entire studio, and I'll just tell you a little bit about this. I'm in my closet. We have a large closet where we keep all the camping gear. That's where I'm at. You know, nobody bothers me here, so it's kind of nice. The kids are outside playing with the Xbox, and I'm here, and it sounds like a bit of a studio. You know, there's no echo, there's no bouncing of the sound, and I'm just using my iPhone. The freaking means of production have been given to us by the free market. You know, the communists are always fighting and bitching about it, but I think it's a natural course of life that, you know, things get easier and better for us without the need of any kind of legislative power. I mean, it just happens. This is a freaking Tao, is spontaneous order. So with that, I'm just sharing my excitement over the idea that With a couple of clicks, you're going to be able to get your avocados and any kind of cheese and meat and lettuce and whatever you want from Amazon soon enough. And at the same time, John Mackey is going to continue be a great proponent of the free market ideology, because that's what he's doing these days. That's all he does, and he's helping a lot of people doing that. And I hope you like this. Please share it. It's exciting. The future is looking amazing, and as far as the state goes, it's on its way down. And I appreciate you for listening. Please share this, like it, subscribe to your channel. We're going to continue to bring great perspectives. And my name is Luis Fernando. Mrs. Have a great day.